I know I certainly did. They're coming in for the interview right now. Should be a blast. Hey, also, 495-KVRX, you might know that's our number, 495-5879. You answer the phone. Now would be a good time to call in because you can win yourself two free Mission Giant CDs and a sticker just by calling that number, 495-5879. Right now, into the booth, we have... Hey, dudes, state your names.
Hi there, I'm Shane.
Hi, I'm Gavin.
I'm Aaron.
Micah.
Corbett.
And?
I'm Jeremy.
And Jeremy. All right. So, you guys have a good time?
Yeah.
Yes. Wonderful time was had by all.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. Anything you'd like to say to anybody?
We like to play. We like to play with toys. We like to play with all sorts of things.
I noticed you guys had toys out there. I don't know if you'd call them toys, really. More
circuit bending.
They're modified toys.
Modified toys,
yeah. Why don't you explain circuit bending?
Please explain circuit bending to the people.
Do it.
Well,
circuit bending spokesperson.
Now, circuit bending's been around a long time and starting to sort of come around a little bit more lately. It's basically just... running around thrift stores and stuff like that, buying old toys that make noise and open them up, and you know, I just sort of lick my finger and stick it in the fence. And you know,
does it hurt when you do that?
No, it's battery powered. It's not going to do any harm. But if you find something that makes a great noise and just put a knob and a switch on it, and
it's got to be safe for the kids first.
Yeah.
We also have a friend that does it rather well. His name is Marshall Garth Thompson, and his website is sailormouth.org, and you can check it out. And
cool.
He's really good.
And what's your favorite circuit bended item?
I like my Tyco Hot Licks guitar.
Hot Licks, sweet.
So when you have one of those, and you press it, what does it do? Like, just
makes do anything.
Random noise, really. Whatever you want to make.
Cut off, pitch bend, all sorts of things.
Looks cool.
And it looks really cool.
Looks really rocky.
Well, what else? You influences? Yeah, what are your influences?
Devo's the obvious influence.
Yeah.
We like Devo, though.
Wine coolers.
Kraftwerk.
Yeah, Kraftwerk.
Yeah.
Negative Land.
Cluster. Suicide.
Eno.
It's pretty obvious.
Bowie and Newman.
Paintball.
What are your favorite non-influences?
Basketball.
You guys got the uniforms.
I like Olivia Newton-John.
Basketball's obviously an influence.
Could be.
Basketball. Do any of you actually play basketball?
I used to for University of Texas at Austin, actually.
University of Texas at Austin. What was your position?
Fullback.
Fullback.
Double dribble.
He was the double dribble.
I was the double dribble.
So this is somewhat of a homecoming for you.
Yes, homecoming.
Are you from... are you from
when
here, or did you just go to college?
When I played B-ball, as we used to call it. I played... I wore a uniform.
What was your number?
It was 15.
15.
15.
You think fast.
Yeah. They call me double dribble 15. That's what
double dribble 15?
Yeah.
That sounds like the name of a basketball play or something.
It does.
Something you would call.
He just dribbles on himself.
So, other life stories. I guess you guys are from the Fort Worth Metroplex. Dallas, Fort Worth?
Yeah, actually, it's a little more like Denton. We all met up at University of North Texas in Denton, and some of us now are living in Dallas and in Arlington as well, so we're up basically North Tetrix. North Texas Metroplex.
Out of Fort Worth and Dallas and Denton, if you're going to rank them 1, 2, 3...
And Arlington, Denton, Fort Worth, and Dallas.
Fucky town, Denton, and Dallas.
It depends on if you want to go ride on the surf rider at the Wet n' Wild.
Where's the Wet n' Wild?
Hurricane Harbor,
how you like to call it.
So Denton, is everybody in a band in Denton pretty much? Because were y'all in the music school at North Texas or
art students?
Art students.
We were in the Good Bad Art Collective.
Hey, to the microphone.
We were part of a Good Bad Art Collective. It was a collective of artists. Generally, it was about 20 at one time. It was all undergraduates. We all got together because we found that it was easier to make art as a group and promote ourselves rather than singly. And
it kind of replaced, it took the place of things that we felt that the school was not providing in terms of information.
Right on.
You know, doing stuff for ourselves that we knew that we weren't going to learn in school.
Were y'all good or bad?
Both.
Both.
All
well, everybody was good and bad, or like some.
There was
were good
one girl that was good.
I was chaotic
she
neutral.
She didn't laugh.
Chaotic neutral.
So a bunch of us met there, and now we've gone on to do this sort of thing.
Was Hey, I heard that like you don't have a job or something like that. Jeremy, we're talking about Jeremy here.
I don't have a job.
He gets in knife fights.
Knife fights? Do you make money in the knife fights?
Swashbuckler.
Swashbuckler.
And he gets paid.
Makes the bends.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Anything else? You got a question?
So you guys have been together since 1996?
Oh yeah.
Sounds about right.
That's a long time, right. Huh?
Like all of you then?
I'm new. Well,
no. No, we had one each year.
I'm green.
It started out with Gavin and I, and it became Aaron very quick, and there were three of us, and then
he had a banjo.
Because he had a banjo, and a zebra stripe turntable.
Is so the Titan 2000.
Yeah, and so then we started playing live. Corbett was in a huge rock band, and we opened for them a few times, and he joined up, and Shane joined up as well, and Gavin had moved to Chicago and moved back, and then Jeremy joined the crew just like earlier this year,
earlier this year.
And then, so there's six of us now. And there's a seventh fellow who's not here that does visuals for us.
You guys,
Josh Eager.
You guys have a lot of releases, huh? Like I noticed I was at your website. What's your website? Do you want to say?
Yeah, you can go check it out at missiongiant.com.
And like, anyways, lots of releases. You guys pretty much like release most of the stuff you do, huh?
Yeah, we try to collect together. We you know, hit the record button pretty often, and we collect together the tracks and put together some CD cover art and that sort of thing. And then we kind of cull through all that to create the more major releases.
Major releases on a universal.
As opposed to the indie releases.
Yeah, as opposed to the all the rest that are pretty minor.
So. Very cool. Where'd you pick up those sunglasses? Are those even sunglasses?
I made them for the show.
Yeah.
It's there's this kind of neoprene.
Never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't ask me a question.
They only work indoors.
Indoors. So was it difficult? I need to know the collaborative effort with you guys all in Denton, and then him. I mean, I imagine a professional college basketball player's schedule is quite intensive.
That was earlier.
Oh, he wasn't in the band yet then.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
What about the whole San Antonio thing? Where did that come from?
What's the deal with San Antonio?
That involves the label that we've kind of been associated with.
Yes.
All right. Gavin's brother, who was in a band.
He's been in lots of bands.
But
Crevice, Pink Filth. He's now in Hyper Bubble.
Fearless Iranians from Hell.
Long time ago. And he has a record label called Uncle Buzz Records at UncleBuzz.com. And we're on Uncle Buzz.
And he's out of San Antonio.
So that's where
San Antonio comes from. I think because we're on that label, people seem to think that we're from San Antonio. Mm.
Do you play shows in San Antonio often?
We have. Not
played
often.
Two.
Yeah. Were they fun or not really?
One of them was
great.
Pretty good. The last one was great. Well,
we played at the Blue Star Art Complex there.
That was fun.
And we played at a smoky club there.
Sin 13.
What is the funnest show that you've ever done, and what happened at it that made it so fun?
Haley's.
Yeah, our first show at a new club in Denton called Haley's. And it just had a really good vibe. People danced.
I don't know. I think this one was more fun than that.
This was pretty fun.
This was pretty fun.
A lot of fun.
My favorite show was one where we blew the power out, and
yeah.
We have a lot of gear, and we knocked the power out in about half the building we were playing in.
That's true.
That ended the show.
Yeah.
Go out with a bang, sort of. Mm-hmm. Were there sparks at all, or like when you...
Corbett Sparks?
This one right here.
Yeah,
is your last name Sparks?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I've always kind of wondered about, like, when you blow stuff out, if it's going to, like, spark first. It's been an interest of mine.
No, all right. I also like the group Sparks.
We have been in a show that
Good spark.
What about the belts? Can I ask about the belts?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, almost all the pictures that I took involved more than one belt. Because I just... I mean, take that to mean whatever.
Just for people out there, we're only wearing one belt right now.
Yeah.
It's multiple. It's not like units.
Six members.
We're all
one belt.
Six people in a belt.
Yeah, six people in one belt.
Well, hey, thank you guys for coming in so much. And,
thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks.
And we're going to play a track off your Neapolitan-looking CD.
I Scream Social.
That's actually funny. It might not sound funny over the over the airways, but the way the words are divided up, it makes it funny. And and if you would like to win a copy of this and another one of their CDs called Brotherhood of the Plug and a sticker, all you need to do, you'd have to pick it up at the station. But besides that, all you would need to do is call 495-KVRX right now. That's 495-5879. Mission Giant, it's been a real pleasure. The end of yay.
Thank you.